Welcome to the Pain Relief Path podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Welcome back to Pain Relief Path. I am Dr. Pan Zhang, and I am your chronic pain coach. If you've been following me for a while, you know that my approach to pain is three parts. It is partly your body, your mind, and your stories. All three of those parts work in an intricate way to contribute to your pain experience. And each person might have different contributions from each of those parts as well. And in my past episodes, I've really focused a lot on the mind and the stories aspect of the body, mind, and stories, because simply that I don't think a lot of people really are exposed to that piece. And those are really, really key pieces that a lot of people are missing in their pain journey in terms of getting better and really finding things in ways that help them manage their chronic pain. However, I also want to make sure that we understand what your body is doing and how your body affects your pain and how pain is processed in your body, because ultimately, this is kind of the first domino. When you get an external stimulus and your body processes it, that first step kind of sort of needs to happen most times. And those external stimulus is, it can be a physical stimulus, it can be an emotional stimulus, what have you. But most times you need some sort of external physical stimulus to create or kick off that pain cascade. So I want to spend a little bit of time today to talk about what that looks like in your body and the process of which, let's say you put your hand on a burning stove, how that transmits from your fingertips all the way up into your brain. Pain processing in your body is a five-step process. The first step is transduction. And this is basically just a fancy word saying that this is when your body gets that external stimulus and your nerve endings start relaying that information and start getting that information. And those nerve endings that get unpleasant information specifically are called nociceptors. So you have all sorts of different nerve endings. You have nerve endings that really look for temperature. You have nerve endings that sense pressure changes. You have nerve endings that sense light touch, sharp, things like that. But you also have specific nerve endings called nociceptors that sense noxious stimulus. So just bad feeling things, essentially. And that is the first step, is just getting that external stimulus translated into some sort of electrical impulse that those nerves can then, second step, transmit up into your spinal cord via two different types of fibers. One type of fiber, each type of fiber, so there are eight delta fibers and C fibers, but each of those fibers have kind of specific roles in the type of sensations that they transmit. For instance, the eight delta fibers are fast fibers. So those fibers typically transmit sharp pain. So if you prick your finger on a needle, you're getting a lot of A delta fiber activations. On the other hand, C fibers transmit a little bit slower. So those transmit like dull, achy pain. And that a lot of times can be, you know, if like a lot of pressure or throbby or like bruisey type pain. Those are those fibers. Now, most of the time, it's a combination of information traveling on both of those two fibers that affect your pain experience. The information that comes from those fibers are then transmitted to your spinal cord. And this is where modulation happens. So modulation is essentially another word where this is the first step where the spinal cord can either turn up the volume of the pain or turn down the volume of your pain. And you might be wondering why you would want to, why your body would want to turn up your pain volume. Remember, pain is just your body's alarm system. So if you are doing something or have encountered something bad, where if further exposure to this thing could lead to even more injury or potentially death, your body is going to really set off that alarm system and say, hey, you really need to get away from this scenario. Because if you don't, it's going to mean just really bad things for you. But also, your body can say, okay, let's turn down this alarm system because there might be one other things that are more important than what's going on here. Let's say you're crossing the street and you sprain your ankle and you see a bus rolling towards you. Well, then your body's going to be like, that bus coming at you is a little bit more important than the tissue injury of that sprained ankle. So let's turn down the pain that you're getting from that sprained ankle so that you can run slash hobble your way back across the street. Once you're across the street, you're safe on the sidewalk, then your pain system, your spinal cord system turns that pain back up and it's like, okay, now it's time for you to really pay attention to that ankle sprain. So that third step of modulation happens or starts to happen in the spinal cord. And really, the next step is going from the spinal cord, and that information is then projected. So the next step is projection. The information is projected up into your brain. And at the brain level, this is where true modulation happens, and this is where that perception of pain really starts to take shape. And this is where the mind and the stories really, really come into play, because there's not one pain center in your brain. There are multiple areas of your brain that contribute to your pain experience. And that's what makes ultimately treating pain particularly tricky, because as you can see just from the so far, even taking away some of your brain information, you've already have a couple of different areas that where you can treat. You can treat your nerve endings. You can treat where your nerve endings, the fibers that go connect your nerve endings to your spinal cord. You can treat how your spinal cord modulates that signal, which is through usually hormones and neurotransmitters and things like that. And then that's even before you get up to the brain, where from the brain there, you can treat a bunch of different things, but it really depends on the person. This is why pain is such a very individualized experience, because everybody's brain is different. So depending on what parts of your brain lights up per experience, that can be how you can treat certain things. So let's say the pain that you have triggers a highly emotional center in your brain, let's say fear. So if you are very, very afraid of pain, that fear center in your brain, your amygdala, can really trigger and turn on and perpetuate that pain, because again, pain is your body's alarm system. So if you have fear around pain, a lot of times the fear itself will make the pain worse. Especially if you are unsure of how long the pain is going to be going for, what's causing the pain, and just the fear of the unknown around the pain, that can all make the pain worse, because it's like, well, your body and your brain can't figure out what's happening. So it wants you to pay more and more attention to make sure that you're trying to figure this out. Initially, that's a good thing. Let's say you sit down on a bench and then you have a sharp pain in your rear end and you don't move. That pain is going to get worse and worse. If you're not curious about where that pain is coming from, then you're not going to remove yourself up off the bench to maybe take a look. Did you sit on a tack, or was there a splinter sticking up from the bench or something like that that's poking you, right? That's how your body is supposed to process pain. And that's how your body's supposed to signal you and increase those signals and say, like, hey, you really need to stand up. You really need to stand up. Take a look at what you're sitting on, right? However, when you're in chronic pain, that loop can activate even if there is no true physical injury. It's just a sensation that you're getting. externally that is triggering this whole pain cycle that has been sensitized because it's been turned on over and over and over and over and over again. From that, that can cause what's called central sensitization. So if this pain cycle starts going on and goes on and on and on, and over months, weeks, potentially years, that whole system gets really, really sensitized in that, even if you have signals that typically would not trigger this whole pain cycle, now it is. So for some people, that might be, you know, just light touch, right? So just touching lightly, that triggers the whole pain cycle. Even just wearing pants, like tight fitting pants, or sometimes loose fitting clothing can trigger the pain cycle because the clothing is rubbing and you can feel that clothing moving on your body. That can trigger the pain cycle. Those are all really central, that's called central sensitization. And that is really one of the cruxes of chronic pain. So one of the things that I do in my course, The Path, is to help you understand, one, how your body processes pain, but then two, how to really examine how your body processes pain. So not only do you now know how a body processes pain, now you have to dive deep and understand how your body processes pain and how your body processes those external stimuli. Because again, it is different for every person and for every body. So that's where a lot of people get really, really frustrated is, you know, they're starting 10 different medications and they're seeing a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, physical therapist, chiropractor to all treat that body. And some things work very, very well. And some things work so well for some people that they don't need further treatment. But for a lot of people with chronic pain, it's like this little thing works a little bit, this little thing works a little bit, that little thing works a little bit. Together, they give you a little modicum of relief, but you never really take that next step forward to really understand how your body is processing stimuli and pain. And that is the key to take the next step forward to actually truly becoming pain-free versus just living with your pain and versus just treating the pain itself. So I hope this helps give you a better understanding of pain and how your body processes it, but also helps give you an understanding of, hey, this is why these medications aren't helping, because it's not treating the pathway that is the most sensitive for me. It's not treating the step in the pathway that is the most sensitive for me. Or my body's processing things correctly, but the processing piece in my brain, that last step, that's what's giving me the most issue. There's a lot of fear around the pain. There's a lot of preconceived notions around the pain. There's a lot of stories that I'm telling myself around the pain. And again, that's why I spend so much time on the mind and stories aspect, because that's something that, you know, a 15-minute doctor's appointment is not really going to help you with. Your pain doctors don't have the time. They don't necessarily have the knowledge or the resources to really dive in and help you with those things. But that's where I come in. And that is where the course, The Path, comes in as well. If you're interested in learning more about the course is called The Path, and it takes my approach, that three-pronged approach of addressing your body, your mind, and your stories, really breaking it down, helping you understand. So I educate you on each piece, then we explore each piece for you. And then also I give you tools to help you feel empowered to actually make changes and help you control each piece of the puzzle. So if you're interested, feel free to shoot me a message. The easiest way is just my email. It is pan@painreliefpath.com. In the meantime, I hope this was really helpful for you, and I will see you next week. Bye.